Bank of Cardiff, this is Pete. How may I help you?
Hi, Pete. This is Richard. I'm looking for a Kevin Bice. Is he around?
He's actually working from home today, so can I grab your name and number? Obviously, Richard. What's the business that you're with?
R.E. Penny Company.
R.E. Penny Company?
Yeah.
Perfect. What's a good number for you, Richard? I'll have him give you a call.
Okay. I left an email, and I left a message on it on his, I guess, the other line.
Yeah, maybe he's out today or sick. I know some days he works from home. He works up in our Los Angeles office sometimes, too. What is a good number for you, Richard?
940.
Mm-hmm.
465-2415.
Mm-hmm. What did you need help with specifically? Are you working on a deal with him right now?
Yeah, I was just following up. I emailed all the information. I was applying for a SBA loan.
Okay, perfect. And I mean, he should be able to contact you. Maybe he's just busy out to lunch or something right now. But I'll shoot him a quick email as well, Richard, and make sure he gets back to you today. Or
today would be good.
Yeah, right? Are you in a rush or something?
Well, I'm dead in the water. And this loan will get me back up and going. I'm into trucking, so in the transportation industry.
Yeah, you guys are, it's tough right now sometimes. You guys get through some pretty up and down seasonal. I mean, I wouldn't call it seasonal, it's more economic or, I don't know how you do it. I know I'm getting a lot of trucking companies as well, reaching out, trying to, some of them are dead in the water like you are and need like a Band-Aid loan or life raft loan, and some of them are actually looking to expand pretty heavily, so. It's a pretty big mix.
I'll be darned. Yeah, I'm kind of to the point where do I need to go out and look for a job or can I just stay afloat? I got repairs I got to do at the moment, so if I can't get it, then I'll know. Go ahead and set it down and go do something else.
Hey, sometimes, man, it's not the worst decision, but we want to help you out, keep your own business floating. I mean, it's nice to be your, you know, the boss, right?
It is.
It's got to be nice. All right, Richard. Well, I just sent a message over to Kevin. He should be getting back to you shortly after, hopefully later on today. You know, he usually is pretty quick on these things. I don't know. If he's not answering, it's probably for a good reason.
Okay. Well, I'm just glad that I'm talking to actual people, and you know, I'm not because I gave you know, I put a lot of information down that.
Oh
that
yeah.
You don't really want to, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you try and call, and nobody's answering the phone. You're like, wait, did I send my info to the right people? Yeah. Exactly. Nah, he travels a lot. He's one of the agents that does travel, so he might just be in between like a lunch meeting or something of that nature.
Okay, perfect.
All right, sounds good. Take care, Richard.
Okay, you too.
Bye bye.
Hey, have a great time in San Diego.
I will.
Where I'm from.
Oh, really? Whereabouts?
Well, I grew up in Chula Vista.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Familiar with there. I actually went to San Diego State a couple years ago.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I love this place.
Sorry.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I guess San Diego State, good school.
Yeah, where are you guys at now?
I'm over in Texas.
Oh, wow.
When the trip that I bought, I wouldn't have been able to run out of California because due to emission standards.
Yeah, they are pretty strict here, man. with all sorts of regulations, not just that, but I mean, yeah, you would know better than I do.
Well, they wanna, it's kind of similar to a catalytic converter on a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on a four wheeler, and you can have that done, but it's a $20,000
fix up, I guess you'd call it. I don't know if you can.
Yeah, it's a 20, you know.
As opposed to just biting it and just moving over a couple states and just doing it there.
Yeah, and basically all it is a filter that...
An expensive filter.
It's an expensive filter, and it uses urea, which is a derivative from animal urine.
Nice.
You know, livestock urine. and it keeps it wet down, so it's a wet filter, and then it traps all the carbon
emissions. Now, see, I'm confused. Do you have to have that catalytic converter to drive through the state? Because if you're doing interstate trucking and you're bringing something from Texas to California and back, so is it only if you operate out of the state you have to have these regulatory catalytic converters put in, or is it if you're trucking in general in the state lines?
Well, if you agree to bring it into California and knowing that you're breaking the emission standards, you can get fined for it. They'll let you come in, they'll let you deliver. But it's a stiff fine.
Mm-hmm. What about, like, does that increase the cost then of bringing in your goods? Or, well, you know, I guess if you're somebody in California bringing something in from anywhere else outside the state, do you pay more than, say, somebody from Texas importing those same goods?
No.
Just because...
That's a situation for the California drivers.
Okay.
You know, they have to have all the emission standards and all the upgrades, but the rate is still the same.
Oh, that's exactly what I was kind of getting at. So that's really...
It's not fair.
Not conducive to good business, no.
Yeah.
Because anybody would just outsource you. They would just, you know, there's 49, I guess you're not going to get stuff from Alaska and Hawaii, so there's 47 other states to choose from to, you know, for your trucking needs.
Yeah.
If you're not
and
based
you know
out
what?
Of California. It's
the East Coast has got a lot more work going. Oh, it's always has. You know, there's the population is a lot.
Yeah, it's more, it's, here you get a lot of land, and, you know, there's definitely some agriculture and just different industries out here than them back on the East Coast.
But, taking a load to California, it does, the rate's not too bad.
Really?
So if you can sneak in and sneak out without
Pinched, you're making up for that pretty dollar there. I mean, how do they find out? Are they just at a weigh station? Do they just checking for those, or how does that? Cause I feel like that'd be pretty hard to just like pull a truck over and say pop the hood. But is that protocol or?
It is protocol. Once you become
CDL driver,
once you get that DOT number, you're subject to, you give up your right to search and seizure. They can pull you over for, they don't need to have reasonable suspicion. They just pull you over. It's time for us to check out your truck. And they can go inside your cab and all your,
and they just slap you with the fine, right? You're not going to get arrested or anything like over the top like that.
Well, if you're violating a state law, yes, you can get arrested.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're violating, if you've got things you're not supposed to have in your truck, or, you know, well, the gun law, that's, you know, pretty much going to be a situation. So they can't go into your personal vehicle, but a commercial vehicle, yeah, they can search and seize that.
That makes sense. It makes sense.
And if you're not supposed to have a gun and you have one in there, you have no loophole to get out of. Well, he illegally searched my vehicle, so I can get out of this.
None of that garbage. Nope.
No, they just take it and you're going to send you to jail.
That's good. All right, Richard, I'm going to have to let you go, but you know, Kevin should be calling you back later today, man. But you can always give us a call back if you can't get a hold of him. We'll try and figure something out for you, okay?
All right, then.
All right, take care, man. Bye-bye.
Bye, you too.